Throw the best birthday party ever that your child will always talk about. Big Air Trampoline Park inside Fieldhouse USA at the Polaris Mall can do just that. Award-winning birthday party packages start at just $300. And all birthday parties include pizza, drinks, a party room with a party host, grip socks, printed invitations, and all 40 attractions at Big Air Trampoline Park. It's a birthday party you and your kids will never forget. Book your party today. Big Air Columbus, where the fun never ends. Visit bigairusa.com/Columbus for details.
Lowe's sabe que a todos nos gusta ahorrar, especialmente en esta temporada. Por eso escogimos deals buenísimos para Early Black Friday. Obtén gratis una herramienta selecta DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman al comprar una batería o un kit selecto. También tenemos árboles de Navidad preiluminados selectos desde $59.98, porque nunca es muy pronto para poner el arbolito. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Hasta agotar existencia, selección varía por lugar.
The Stool Podcast.
What do we want?
Mr. Stool!
Dad, who the hell are these assholes?
Guys, they're so mean.
Those kids are real losers.
We don't want your music.
You're their forfeit.
Guys are so embarrassing.
When any motherfucker always be funny.
Nice work, you dunce.
If there's like slight like deviations in the performance, most of the time the audience does not recognize it. Unless they're there like arms crossed, like watching everything. You get that with bands like Tesseract, and you know, like those are they're there to see them do shit.
You want to see that shit, yeah.
But when it's like a band like The Chariot, and they're fucking throwing their guitars around and just trying to provide an energy, people aren't paying attention to that shit.
Right.
But when it comes to, like I said, the articulation of like Tesseract style music or complicated stuff like that.
True.
So that's a big difference. We could get into that in the podcast because we are going live right now. Right? We're live.
And we are live now, guys. Welcome to another The Stool Podcast. Thanks for coming and listening. Sorry. I hope you're not doing that.
Episode.
It is a homeroom episode. You guys killed my joke. Never mind. Thanks for coming and checking out the show today. My name is Johnny, aka Johnny Savage. Thanks for coming through. And we got to my right, Mr. Anthony.
Thank you, Johnny Sausage. I am Anthony, aka Ranthony, here in this.
It's not the first time I heard
this,
that.
This chair. Luckily today, because I don't know what the fuck struck of luck that Johnny is going through, but
I'm a very struck of luck right now.
Stroke of luck.
Yeah, you guys are fucking my head up right now. I feel like I'm just gonna have to just keep doing this shit.
It's just bad luck for you. I don't know what happened, but Mix on the
I'll survive.
Mix on the board, bitch. Today, go to him. I don't know what happened to the music.
What's up, guys?
What the fuck's going on here? It's supposed to be music.
We're in a conversation.
Time.
We're whatever, jumping dude. Into it.
Whatever, dude. It's fine. Mix
you don't
there.
Even know how to podcast.
We love him. He's
Johnny.
Got the good. He's got the good camera today. Look how good that looks.
Ooh,
and
yeah.
Today in studio we have nobody because it's a homeroom episode, guys. What were we talking about?
We were talking about the differences.
Performance live.
Yeah, performances and like. You know, I guess we were getting into the nuances of
being like a vocalist versus
a bassist versus a guitarist and the stress that is provided with each role, you know?
Yeah.
You know, I would say it really does depend, especially, you know, we're talking about, let's say, you know, the metal styles, just those like that split up genre, you know, you have your tech metal and your death metal, your black metal.
I do
metal.
Love me some tech metal.
So it's like In the right context of like a band like Era or Tesseract, you're looking for proficiency. A lot of the fans are there to see them perform stuff tight.
They want
to
see
and they don't need solos. To see a lot of movement. But I know for a fact, like, you know, like when I watch Story of the Year live, when I watch them play, like they do like flips and guitar spins and stuff.
That's
and
cool.
So you're not guaranteeing every note gets hit, but the energy is pretty awesome and entertaining,
there.
You know?
Mm-hmm. So it's a different
type
of show.
Each of those versus each other, I don't know. It's like there's no value to kind of measure with. Like I think both of them are fucking awesome.
True.
But I don't know. I think the proficiency one is people, it's more niche. There's mm-hmm. more of a niche of people that want to see that.
Yeah, that's true. That's funny because when I see corn, I'm like, I'm getting in the pit. Like,
yeah,
I'm
you're having partying fun. Out. You're
I'm trying to get to like, I'm trying to get to like Fieldy, and then like after that, trying to get to like Jonathan Davis. You know, like I'm trying to like see them perform, like oh, in front of me, like this. You're
trying
is cool.
to touch their feet,
exactly. And then I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go.
You're trying to
pit.
Suck their dick,
and then I'll crowd surf. That's the only band I crowd surf for is Korn. That's it.
Yeah,
but then I see Between the Bear to Me, and I'm just like.
You're watching them play like, oh, my God, that's
fuck
fucking
did they
so impressive.
Do that?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, that's like literally like the two different, like, you know, some and like Arcs. I seen Arcspire recently when I seen them out here. I was like just so hooked on like, dude, these guys are fucking crazy.
Those are guys that are making music for the musician.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. Exactly. That's the difference. I think we've talked about that before, too.
Yeah. Like, I mean, that was like, that's like the main bullet point to really talk about with Arcspire is like literally they're. Or the musicians,
mm-hmm.
you know,
but also other bands like Dillinger, freaking Between the Bear to Me. All those bands are like, it's because musicians listen to those guys. You know what I mean? Like for the most part, obviously regular non-musicians are listening to it too, but the musicians are the one I think push that those types of bands.
Dillinger doesn't further. Tour anymore. They're kind of inactive, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
They're inactive now.
Yeah. Yeah. I think Greg just doing his own shit now.
Bummer.
They had like a super group at one point.
What's your opinion on super groups?
I like super groups. I think they're fun. I don't think it's like a thing they continue, but it's like, oh, let's write one album.
I think my older...
Besides Hell Yeah, I like them. You got rid of that gay shit?
You know, like Chicken Foot? No, but I think I finally, as an old soul and as a cynic, I finally started not liking super groups.
Really?
I think it started getting to me a little bit.
Did you
because you really think about it, it's actually not... Like, for example, the most recent one I could think of is Ellis Dunes. And I do enjoy the music. That's the thing is I do enjoy the music, but it kind of makes me feel shitty as like a, I'm always the purist with art and I love like the art behind the thing. Yeah, this is obviously a cash grab.
It could
Whenever
be.
They do that, it's obviously a cash grab. But, I'm sure maybe to a degree these musicians vibed and were able to, but no. To the most of it, it was probably motivated by, let's make money off
but,
of our
but
name.
But there's like so much super groups that nobody even knows about. Like they're not only that they're super groups, they just make like super group albums, I guess. But there was one that like Dave Grohl that was like, he was pushing it, but he had like
Isn't
everybody.
Isn't that Chickenfoot? That's not Chickenfoot?
Not Chickenfoot. I don't know what the fuck Chickenfoot is.
You never heard of Chickenfoot?
Fuck that is.
It was like Van Halen and fucking.
Well, that's already shit I don't listen to. So
look up Chickenfoot, Johnny. Do you have a fucking? What about you? What's your opinion, Mick, on supergroups?
This fucking
like Isles and Glaciers.
that's a great example. They did one EP. A lot of talented musicians just contributed to a thing. And honestly, obviously, there's not a lot of revenue even being generated from it. So maybe that's proving me wrong about it, that it's always just a cash grab. Maybe they just did just feel the vibe
or in themselves.
The moment. Yeah, and they just did it. Because that Isles and Glaciers is one that I haven't heard that name in years. You know what I mean? So it's like, I know Craig is active. I know Pierce the Veil is active. Even Johnny Craig is active. Is. But what are you doing?
I'm looking for this damn album. It's sick as fuck. There's like guys from the Rolling Stones in it. Like they just wrote this album together. Corey Taylor's in it. Wow. It's random. It's like the most random freaking.
Sound of Animals Fighting is another good one to kind of reference.
Sound of Animals Fighting. Yep.
Yeah. Super groups, man.
I didn't know that they were. Who's the artist?
You got Anthony Green. You got RX Bandits. Like most of the RX Bandits players in there.
Oh, shit.
Craig Owens is part of it. Members of, Sparta. Shit, dude. It's got a lot.
That's pretty sick.
What's that one band? Cyanvar? They're the one.
Cyanvar. I know that name.
Has some of the guys from Dance Gavin Dance, and it has homeboy from.
Oh yeah, so it's one of the Will Swan bands. I know what you're talking about.
One
yeah.
with the guy from
Kurt Travis is Kurt.
No. It has homeboy from Hail the Sun in it.
Oh yeah, I could. I love that guy as a vocalist. He's really good. I need to like really like follow up on listening to his music more because he's a really talented vocalist, and I don't know a lot about him. I'm going to look him up. Hey, Siri. Who's the vocalist?
I can't think of that. Damn fucking
Donovan Malero.
But I don't
Donovan Malero. Very talented vocalist.
And drummer.
And that's right. He does like songs where he sings and plays drums.
Yep.
Fucking crazy. Very talented guy. But I don't know. I'm not hating on supergroups. I'm just saying, like, I started like seeing it as a different thing now.
What's it called? DNG is kind of that from like all the old local bands.
Other local bands.
All the local bands back in
shit,
the
shit. I would argue
10
that
years ago.
I would argue that Witch is that. It's basically like there's.
We just all grew up and kept playing music.
What's just under supergroup? Just like
we're the sidekick groups.
Yeah, sidekick groups. Sidekick groups. Fake news.
What the fuck is that?
I don't know. He played something.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, we're sidekick groups. That's basically what
Get
we are.
Get off your phone. We don't
I'm
care
trying
about
to find
this
now, dude. I'm like, dude, it's a sick right here. It's this album. It's this album. Hold on. It doesn't even have a. Oh yeah. Oh wait. I got it. It's called
Hurry
Sound
up.
City.
Sound City.
Sound City. That's what the.
Well, we're going to take another 2 minutes for Mike to pull up Sound City.
This album cover. It's like so much people in this project. Like they just did it. Like my dad is the one that showed me. He was like, oh, look at this. And it's like, what kinds of people.
What year is it from?
Good question.
Sound City,
I guess is what it's called. Good question.
I remember every couple of years you get this. You get like a supergroup insurgence. You have, I remember in like the early 2000s, it was Audioslave and Velvet Revolver before both of those vocalists died. And then
Trent Reznor's in it too.
Trent Reznor's in that band too.
He did a song.
I gotta listen to Sound
City. I swear I remember Corey Taylor, but maybe I'm wrong about Corey Taylor. With Stevie Nicks.
What?
Just look at the song titles, dude. Like, you see all their names.
Dave Grohl.
Like, Taylor Dave Grohl. It was obviously. Dave Grohl's, like, thing.
Okay.
But he got all these, like,
Chris
dope.
Moss.
It's pretty sick. It's a
Paul
dope.
Paul McCartney.
It's a dope album. Yeah, it's a dope album.
Josh Homme. Yeah.
It's pretty sick, dude.
That's pretty impressive. I've never heard of it.
They didn't like it. It was just a one 2013.
Really?
It was just like one thing. There's not like they didn't keep doing it. You know?
That's crazy.
It's pretty sick. Oh, Corey Taylor isn't there. I knew I was right.
It's funny to think of how young he must have been amidst all those like legends.
Imagine he was like
he was like 10 years into his career.
Yeah,
still,
it was
but
after,
like
after Iowa maybe.
Yeah.
Was still like aggressive Corey Taylor. What was his other band? Corey Taylor's other band? Is this Sound City?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit. Oh, you see this one with Corey.
Under the water. It's cold and it's...
That's sick.
My torrid autumn.
Huh.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
You know what I'm saying?
I like it.
I like it so far. I kind of want to hear what it drops to. That's I haven't heard it in a while. But I remember listening to his album.
What's your opinion of Dave Grohl? You like Dave Grohl?
I fuck with Dave Grohl. I think he's a good musician.
This way. Here we go. Round table. Do you think Dave Grohl would have a drink with you?
With me?
Yeah. Do you think he would sit down and have a drink with you?
I don't think so. I think he's kind of above that maybe.
Would he have a drink with me?
Would he sit down and have a drink with you?
He might. I mean, I think so. I mean, but it just depends on the context.
I would say, why Corey Taylor knows you.
Do you think Corey Taylor wouldn't
sit down and have a drink with you?
No, he's arrogant.
You think so?
Yeah, you ever watch his interviews and shit?
No.
He's arrogant as shit. Yeah, he doesn't like people.
This actually gets me into something that I wanted to talk about. It actually really does. It's funny. I was talking about this before the podcast. But yeah, go on.
Just everything that I've seen of him and I've read like some of his book and stuff.
Seems douchey.
Oh, he's kind of a douche, yeah. I mean, just his other band, dude. There's Slipknot and then there's... The fuck
Stone
is that band
Sour?
Called? Stone Sour. First album, great. Great new metal album. After that shit got so hand-jobby, dude. You ever listen to like some of the songs.
Is it because you don't like softer, like, hardcore music? Or is it because it's like...
He tried to get like... Bro, there's a song. So fucking gay.
He's making your job so gay. Hard today.
Super gay. That Corey, some of the shit that Corey Taylor did.
And that being said, he still is a fan of Corey Taylor.
I love Corey Taylor. But... But I just don't, I don't think he would kick it with people. Nope.
Okay.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I think Clown from Slipknot would. I think he's the guy. With that band, he's the guy.
I'm going to put it into this context. This is when I asked the question, around round table, with my family.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say, we're hanging out in the garage. You've hung out in the garage, right? had beers and played darts and stuff. Someone breaks down in front of our house.
Okay.
That someone is ex-celebrity. That's always the scenario like that. So Corey Taylor, he's waiting for his Uber, his tow truck and everything. Right. You don't think he has a drink with us? You think he's going to be just a dick, weird on his phone, puts on his AirPods and just, you think that?
I think he'll sit in his car and not talk to us.
Yeah, you think that?
I think so.
Really? Okay.
I just don't see it. I just don't see it.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay, that's
good
enough.
I don't know him, but just from what I...
¿Buscas las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's? ¡Estás justo a tiempo! Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. ¿Estás pensando ya en poner luces navideñas? Aprovecha ahorros de hasta 50% en escaleras selectas. Precios de Black Friday sin las filas de Black Friday. Lowe's. Nosotros ayudamos. Tú ahorras. Válido hasta el 11/19. Selección varía por tienda. Solo en tiendas selectas hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.
Learned.
Okay, well, let's segue that into like something I did want to talk about. I don't have my notebook. I wish I would have brought it. But I was thinking about this earlier this week about, do you think it requires a level of egomania and sociopathy to be a truly successful artist and musician? Because I think it kind of does. Everyone I look at, every time I like kind of check off the boxes, I'm like, yeah, this person probably. And even the only ones who has kind of escaped the rule for me are the ones who kill themselves before they get old enough to become that. But like, look at someone like Corey Taylor. Obviously, he's having people praise him left and right.
Yeah,
and you're
going to
tell me that's not going to affect how he looks at himself.
Right.
You know what I mean? And the value of himself and the value of his time and all that stuff. When you see the misnomer, you see like the random one who like, no matter what, like, oh yeah, they seem like they're still down to earth. Most of the time, it's because they either escape the Hollywood system or the music system, and then they become a down to earth person.
They're kind of like doing it themselves or independent or something like that.
Yeah. So it's like, I don't know. That's a weird thing for me. I don't know. Do you think that's true?
What's your question again?
Does it require a level of egomania or sociopathy to be a truly successful artist, like a truly successful brilliant artist, let's say Post Malone, people who are prolific, people who like everyone agrees, like, oh, we love what they do. Post Malone, Katy Perry, Lady Gaga. Let's take it to another level. Corey Taylor. What's the guy from Escape the Fate and Falling in Reverse?
I don't know. I don't listen to either.
Ronnie Radke.
Oh, fuck that guy.
So these people, right? They have like a level of likability to them, a clear level of like, yeah, you could see through that, like that they're like egomaniacs.
Yeah.
Right?
Radke for sure. Dude, we have to bring up something about him later.
Let's do it now. Let's go. Let's end it.
Well, I want to answer your question first.
Okay.
So first, explain to Mick what sociopathy means first before we get into
sociopath.
It. What
sociopath.
Whatever.
Sociopath. Just being a sociopath. Yeah,
what is that? I don't know what that is. Tell me.
Explain it to him.
Yeah.
So he knows.
A sociopath is a person.
Then we can, because I want to get his input too. You know what I mean?
A sociopath is a person who does not prioritize other people's emotions in any way, shape, or form. Their emotions are always a prerequisite to other people's emotions.
Gotcha.
Like literally how they're going to be responded to is all they think about, and not how other people are going to respond to
things.
So
someone who is a sociopath. That's all you had to say, dude.
Yeah,
I know that word. I just don't know the other word you said. I mean, Mick didn't know the other word you said.
But I think that there's a level of that. Like, let's take it to the other extreme, right? Like, Kurt Cobain, right? He killed himself or whatever. Died.
Supposedly. Allegedly.
Insert crazy music here.
Lady there.
No, just a screenshot in and out of
Courtney Love.
But no, so you know, he, you know, killed himself young. And whether there was foul play involved or not, mm-hmm. I think he wanted to die. Yeah, I think that's the one thing, as I think that like fame ate at him the wrong way. Uh-huh. I think a lot of the stuff that you read up on and a lot of the stuff that you see in his music, you kind of see that as a natural like reactant. Like you see him reacting that way.
He was going to go down that path regardless.
Yeah, you see him reacting to fame that way.
Gotcha.
In a negative way. Yeah, versus people who really, they react to it in a positive way and they mm-hmm. affirm themselves and they're like, yes, I am this important. I am this iconic. I am this big. I think that is, yeah, I think that is a level of egomania. Mm-hmm.
I think so too.
To sell out stadiums and talk to people the way that, if you ever listen to like Lady Gaga speeches to her crowds, they're so annoying, dude.
It is annoying.
Who out there wants to be free tonight? And then you just hear a roar. Ah!
She's gay as shit. I do like Lady Gaga though. And I think I she like would have music. A I think she would have a drink
with me. That's what I'm saying. That's the fucking day and night here. That's the black and white. Is that they're brilliant at writing stuff that connects with millions and millions of people.
Yeah.
But it takes a level of them being a fucking full of themselves sociopath.
That's true. And I think Lady Gaga would have a drink with any of us just to prove a point that she's normal. That's the difference though.
She's like, do you have any raw meat I could put in it?
Like that'd be the only reason why she would do that. You know what I mean? Like not that she really cares about who I am or whatever, but she's going to be like, oh, this will make me look like a normal guy. I'm having, you know, a normal person because I'm having a drink
I'm
with
down
this normal
to earth.
Guy.
We're chill.
Yeah,
we're
chilling. We're hanging out. Even though everybody around us is fucking at her, you know, back trying to like get her autograph or something.
Yeah.
But it yeah.
All right, let's keep on going down the list here. Jonathan Davis. Do you think Jonathan Davis
definitely.
He has a drink with you?
Yeah.
I agree with
or
you.
Or he wouldn't because he doesn't drink anymore, but he will hang out with you.
He would hang out. He'd be a good hang.
Yeah.
That's a better way to phrase
the
question.
He's good the hang. Only one in the band that does like, when it comes to like the VIP, like tours and stuff, you can go into his personal, if you do the VIP and everything on when Korn's on tour, he'll let you go into his like mobile studio and like hang out with him and like show him your music and like he'll show you other music that he's doing that he's currently working on. He has that's like on his VIP thing like all the time when Korn's on like tour and shit. He does that and it's not the other band members, it's just him. So he's like, he wants to hang out with you. You know what I mean? It's pretty cool.
What would be the best thing if you were to walk into like the hang with Jonathan Davis? If you go into like the tour bus or whatever and he's in there, he's just chilling or whatever. And he's like, hey, it's nice to meet you or whatever. Like, hey, nice. He's like, let's get a picture or whatever. We get a picture. He's like, right for the picture. For the picture. It's one of my favorite South Park. Yeah. Yeah, it's one of my favorite South Park bits. It's like, hey, we're going to play a little ditty that we wrote the other day. You remember that?
Yeah.
And it's
so good.
Dun, 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 dun. Fucking great.
It's so good, dude. I think they just did it with another band too. Where somebody else's song, but it was more like a deathcore song.
Oh, yeah, no, they did. Oh shit, man.
Was it Slaughter to Prevail?
It might have been Slaughter to Prevail.
I think that was on South Park.
But yeah,
song.
Yeah, it's like Butters and Stan and Jimmy performing a song. It's like, all right, we wrote a song on my farm and play it for you now. play this fucking brutal song. Can we pull that up? If we can pull that up, that'd be amazing. I'm a big fan of the idea of at least putting a little bit of a laser point on fame right now. I think we're in a weird stage in time where fame has already just jumped the shark. It's completely like gone over threshold and people who are fame and I won't even just say famous, but famous and rich.
Yeah.
We're officially watching a divide form between people who are famous, rich, successful, and people who are not.
Mm.
And I think the attitude that happens with the conversation about that, I don't know. I think it's a good way to broach it just by asking like, hey, do you think if this person broke down in front of your house?
That's a good way to say it.
Yeah. You know,
because
what I mean?
Like, it's the most like your parents' house, like in the garage right there, and you have the screen, you can clearly see through it. It seems like safe, you know, like it's like the most inviting to like I guess like normal people to like a celebrity.
Yeah.
So we give them the most inviting environment.
And how cool will they respond to us, to normal people,
yeah,
in a normal context, yeah, where you're famous?
It's on a cul-de-sac. It's the perfect. It's a perfect.
Yeah. So if that
has
happens,
to be your parents' house, though,
well, it has to be that specific circumstance where it's like that in welcoming environment where people are fun and, yeah, and they're cheerful and they're
everybody
helpful
seems cool. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Mom's so hot, like, so it's like a good thing. What?
Your mom's hot. But. Oh, here we go. Oh, yes, it. Yes, yes.
All right, up next we have four of our local South Park fourth graders who have formed
there
we a
go. Because you got to do oh, yeah. There you
Let's
go.
Let's hear it for Stan Marsh
sort of.
And Crimson Dawn.
Crimson Dawn.
Hi, Stan.
Oh, there you go.
Oh, there's our Butters.
Oh, Butters. Oh, aren't they cute?
Hi, we're Crimson Dawn and Crimson.
You can see from the drum kit already.
Crimson Dawn is so funny, dude.
All right. It's like a it's like a 19-piece kit.
Yeah.
Look at Stan, dude.
It's fucking rules. It's my favorite thing. Get me off this farm!
That's so good, dude. Look at that. He said,
"That's incredible." It's one of the best things, dude, ever. It's one of the best things.
He's all like,
"Well, that's the thing that's awesome so about funny, about dude. The creators of South Park and the team that's there, because it's not just Trey and Matt anymore,
right.
But they really understand the nuance of like if you're gonna reference something."
Yeah,
get all of the details.
Yeah,
right.
They do. They
and
do get
they,
them.
That they tell it. Me like when it starts. Like you even said, it's like he's like holding his beanies. They're getting the fucking details.
That's great.
Yes, yes.
That's so I'm good, like man. Those guys are genius. Those guys
like
are
a
actual,
gay fish.
Actual
they're the
greats. Geniuses,
to me. To me, they are the greatest. I will say
better than Simpsons. Better than Family Guy.
I mean, if you want to say for longevity.
Better than Aqua Teen.
Fucking, oh yeah. You know what? Let's get into this shit. Killing off Marge. That whole bullshit that fucking Simpsons tried to pretend.
I didn't even know
okay,
that was
so,
a thing.
No. Let's get into this, right? So it's a fake news kind of thing. Oh yeah. Play. No, play that. I'll come back to this. Yes. We're going to play a little ditty that we wrote earlier for you today.
It's so good, dude. It's really him too.
Yeah.
You all perceived us to be mean, evil people, but really we're just normal guys. We all perceive part ghosts to be real when actually they were just cotton swabs. So I guess the lesson is, it's easy to perceive something some way and then be wrong. So we all need to learn to be a little less perceptive.
Yeah.
The gang and I wrote a song about
the
it.
The gang and I.
It was a little something like this. And a one,
and
a two,
and
a...
Dude, cut to me at like 14 years old seeing that for the first time. I was like, fuck
oh, I lost
yeah.
it, dude. I lost
fuck
it.
Fuck yeah. That ruled. And that's one, sick. And two, and. That fucking
oh,
rips, dude.
So good. Those guys are geniuses, man. I just hope they just go forever.
All right. So the Simpsons,
what do they do?
They did this thing. Well, it's okay. So they tried the same sort of like marketing tactic that social media does. And they were like, oh, we're killing Marge Simpson. But if you watch the episode, it's basically they are doing what they've done a billion times before. Like an alternate timeline where like they're in the future and then Marge dies and they deal with that story where like Homer like deals with Marge's death in an alternate future. So it's not like they're getting rid of the cast member. She's going to be in every episode moving forward. Mm-hmm. But they did that fucking cheapskate fucking like, hey, come watch us again. The writers, the writing team of The Simpsons should be fucking ashamed of themselves. Those are the
to bring
exact,
on some bullshit like that.
No, I'm not even saying because of that. I'm saying for the last like 15 years of writing shows.
Yeah.
Once like all the original creative team like left, and anybody who's a diehard Simpsons fan will tell you everything worthwhile in that show is like pre-season 13. Mm-hmm. Maybe there's some shiners in like post like season 16 to 20. Everything else beyond that is pretty much worthless crap, recycled bullshit. The original team of writers, like there was like a vision to it. The same thing, like the way Rick and Morty kind of went off the rails.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, there was original vision to it. People need to learn how to fucking let go. But guess what? The Simpsons became a paycheck for all these people.
Mm.
And so that, yeah, guess what? We don't get art. We get something that people had to make for us so that they make their living.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't there a difference there?
Yep. There is. Yep. There is.
That's my whole fucking point. There. That's it.
That was
that's
the Ranthony Corner today on the Stool Podcast.
The Ranthony Corner. I like that.
There was a Jonathan Davis actually did a voiceover for a villain on.
I Super Time. What is it? A real
Adventure Time Adventure or something? Time. Did you called. See that one?
Is it Adventure Time or
it's
is
Adventure
it?
Adventure Time or it's.
There's the two that I always confuse. They're yeah. right behind my time. It's Adventure uh-huh. Time and then the one with the raccoon and the bird.
What's oh, yeah, that regular show.
Regular
show.
It was one of those two.
He's a villain on one of those shows and it's so good because like he's like he's like referencing new metal songs.
And they play
the
a song.
Time.
Yeah, they play a yeah. song. They actually play one of his songs or they play he sings a song in it.
He's like singing lyrics from like a bunch of new metal songs like Linkin Park, Limp Bizkit, Korn, like yeah. Slipknot. And he's just like, it's in his dialogue though. It's so freaking
pretty
funny.
Pretty sick, man.
It's pretty great. He needs to do more of that shit. I think that'll be pretty sick. That'd be pretty
but then
fun.
He's going to become our modern new metal Snoop Dogg.
New metal Snoop Dogg. It's exactly what Jonathan Davis is, dude.
What's exactly. your guys' thoughts on Snoop Dogg now?
I'm always going to love Snoop Dogg.
You're always going to love him no matter what he does?
Nah. I think
you think he fucked, do you think he fucked Martha Stewart?
He might. Why not?
I think he did.
I think he laid
it
down.
I would love to throw out the conspiracy theory that Martha Stewart is out there taking Black D all day.
Damn.
I think that she likes that.
She might.
You pay attention
like
to her
best
career.
Friends, dude.
You pay attention to her career. I'm like, this shit's.
Did she ever hang out with Montel Williams? I think so.
I think that, yeah, that was part of her whole thing, no?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, sure. We're putting it out there. Martha Stewart, she only takes BBC gangbangs. BBC gangbangs for Martha Stewart. That's the only way she gets off.
She loves that BBC. Y'all heard it here. Y'all heard it here first.
I feel like I am drained of good things to talk about.
Bring up Ronald Radke, dude. What's
there
his name?
Ronnie? Ronald Radke.
His name Ronald? Is it actually Ronald? Because that's
anybody
hilarious.
Named Ronnie is named Ronald. Ronald.
I guess
that's
true.
Great. That honestly always makes me feel good. Take that, Ronnie. Take that
yeah,
shit.
Fucking
you fucking
queer
asshole.
Bait. Look up.
I still have my rant. If you guys want me to read it, I could go on that. I'll go all day with that shit. I have a whole guy. Note written to this motherfucker.
It's on site, dude. If I ever
it's
see
the same,
this queer bait.
It's the same thing as thinking about Lenny Kravitz. His name is Leonard.
There was basically this video that he put out where he was his puppet self or whatever.
What a faggot.
And he was responding to somebody's comment about one of his videos. And he like literally went through this guy's whole page and like literally put out like a 2-minute video of him
just
like
trashing a fan or trashing some
this guy,
other guy.
This random guy. I'm like, why do you have enough time asshole. To do this, dude?
What a petty asshole.
He's so gay, dude.
Well, no, okay, no, this speaks to my whole point. This is an absolute sociopath.
Oh, absolutely, 100%.
No, okay, pause it, Mike. Could you rewind it to that shot?
Where he's all...
Right there. Pause it there. To look into a camera, like after something has been filmed.
Yeah.
Of a shot of yourself like this, like on your own music video, mm-hmm. on your own shit, and be like... That shit looks cool as fuck.
Yo, I look
what
fucking
a dildo you
I look
are.
Fucking
I look
sick
so
right there.
Awesome. What a fucking dildo you are. What a loser.
He's such a queer bait,
dude. You know what? I'm going to read my rant. I don't give read a fuck. It. I'm going for it, dude. Fuck this fucking asshole. I'm done with
it. The very first video that he has up on his IG, it says really hard being great as a caption.
I hate this guy, dude.
I
didn't delete this shit.
This guy sucks so much, dude.
Let me see.
He is such a bitch.
No, both
dude.
Of us are on our phones. No, okay. So yeah, no. To keep kind of reiterating, I think it takes a level of, like I said, sociopathy, egomania to operate in this world. Think everybody just is all about you and all about everything you do. Just kind of think that they're all just invested in what your purpose is, your goals are, and only the only thing that it really is. It's It's conflicted affirmations. Not only does is he surrounded by yes men.
That's the
problem. And people, but no, but also his fans. There's all the girls, all the 14-year-old girls mm-hmm. that adore him. And they're like, oh my God, Ronnie's so amazing. And it, like, he's a fucking, he's our age. He's yeah. like a pushing 40-year-old mm-hmm. man floating off of the affirmation of 14-year-old girls. And that's what allows him to film shit like this of himself, like, I'm this cool. And I think there's a level of that to every rock star. And I'm not trying to attack the music that I love creating and stuff. I just mm-hmm. think that there's something wrong with the attitude. There's something completely wrong with the attitude that, like, okay, a normal, schlubby, kind of just like dad body type of guy, he can't be the rock star, even if he's the more talented musician. You know, we've talked about Four Stroke Baron. They're a great band. They're incredibly so talented. Dope. They make really cool music, but they're like a bunch of dad bod yeah, guys, bald dudes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? To me, like the idea that you have to have like the attractiveness,
the look and everything,
that's fucking that's retarded. So
yeah,
lame.
Because like
so lame.
I mean, no offense, but what's the band with the woman vocalist? Mick
Beerbox?
No, she's kind of cute. No,
I mean, they're another image band where they have to sell their image before people like
yeah,
them.
Yeah, yeah, they weren't like that at first, but no. then they gravitated towards it. I can see that difference now.
The Alabama Shakes.
Because she's not.
Her image is not. Manchester Orchestra, I would argue yeah. them. You know, they don't have an image for that. You know, like literally they're not gearing towards like, hey, we want hot people to like us.
Mm-hmm.
We're just that good. You know what I mean? that's the thing that fucking fucks with me. It bugs me, dude. It's like I love making music. I wish there was. I love music videos. I love the video representation yeah. of all of it. But I wish there was less of that influence.
In sexual whether, influence.
Whether in, that's what it whether is. People are influenced to like songs or not.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I remember the days when the first time I heard Finch's music, it was just all audio.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't know what the band looked like. And I was like trying to picture and trying to imagine maybe what they maybe yeah. looked like. And when I saw them finally, I was like, oh, wow, that's the band. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? I think that should be more of a thing.
That should be what it's more
the,
like.
The
yeah.
sound should speak for itself.
Yeah. That is true because when I watch a music video, it gets me more locked in than when I am watching like a, or just listening to like a band. You know, if I listen audio wise, like it's just the audio and I'm like, oh, this is great. But when I go video first, it kind of like gets me to like it more in a certain way. You know what I mean? Like it kind of gets me a little bit more. Grab me one of those while you're there.
You want another one, you fat pig?
Yeah, because I'm drinking that instead of the fucking liquor. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like sometimes the visuals will get me
more than get my
school out. The Man, visuals will catch me podcast. More than it'll make me like it. The song more sometimes. You know what I mean? Because then I'll go back and listen to it, or I'll just listen to the audio. I'm like, this song wasn't that good, actually. But the video, the visuals got me kind of like more hooked on it, basically, is what I was trying to say.
Yeah.
So same thing. Like if I'm listening to a like, you know, a Beyonce song, she's all shaking her ass and shit. I might like that video. I might like the song because of the video. You know what I'm saying? And that's not right.
But I mean, okay, so
it's manipulating,
cut to,
dude.
Cut to like the Survivor video, right? Specific reference, or the Thong song, you know, back in the day when that came out. Of course, as 13-year-old kids, we're watching that. You know, we're like, yeah, this is fucking fun. This is a good time.
I don't mind that,
but I don't need it to be Ronnie Radke showing off his body.
Well, the girls do though. That's the thing. You know what I'm saying?
No, that's a show.
I remember what he was ranting about now. And it was, now that I think about it, it's super gay. So, and I was looking for the video. It's not up anymore. But if people have seen it, they'll know what I'm talking about.
It's not up anymore?
I couldn't find it. Because it's literally.
When someone has to scrub their internet behavior, it's very telling
exactly.
of whether you're being responsible.
And this is only like
whether you have a good head on your shoulders.
It was only a few days ago. So I know he didn't, unless this motherfucker posts fucking 50 videos in the past like week, which is probably something that he would do. Look at this fucking queer bait, dude. But I remember what.
You have to be a complete dildo.
I remember what it was that he was talking about. He was talking about blackout tattoos, and some guy, he was like showing, it was a picture of his blackout tattoo or his tattoos or whatever. And a guy said, "Oh, I fucking had my arm blacked out like long before you were even around," or something like that. Somebody just commented that just because people like to talk shit to him.
Mm-hmm.
And this fool went on a whole rant about how he was the first one, and like everybody started doing it because he's the one that started doing it. So Ronnie says that he's like the first one to do blackout tattoos. It just shows
tattoos. You. He's such
it's retarded.
Honestly, you want to know what?
Tattoos been long, been like so long.
I'll make the challenge right now, dude. If he really thinks he's a fucking badass, if he really thinks he's so cool, come talk to me, dude. Talk to me. Because this is the fucking dissonance between intelligence and what it looks like to be fucking smart or successful.
Yeah.
Just because people have money, just because right. people are able to do whatever the fuck they want, it doesn't mean that you're actually fucking truly intelligent. I will demolish this motherfucker
in a
verbal
mm-hmm.
battle. Mm-hmm. I will take him the fuck down and make him look stupid in everything he fucking says. Because everything that he says is driven by narcissism and egomania. Yeah,
that's all it is.
And the fact of the matter is, he's affirmed by the fact that he's capitalized on coolness. Okay. And that really no. I'm not gonna eschew that like it's not important. Coolness is an incredibly valuable currency in our world. It is.
Yep.
If you're cool, you could make money.
That's the whole fucking thing that I was remember I said, I mean, we don't get better as a society, you know, just in general, we're always going to be shitty. We just look cooler doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
At least on that path that we're going now, you know what I mean? Kind of just like hero worshiping and giving all these mm-hmm. people the praise that maybe to a degree, you know, we deserve to, or because it's fulfilling for us, like to be a part of a crowd and connect to people. Mm-hmm. In a big audience, in a big festival setting, watching, you know, really cool music being performed, it gives nobody the right to take advantage of those emotions, dude.
That's true. That's very true. That's
crazy that the idea that, like, I mean, this whole fucking, the festival culture, now everything is a big festival. Warped Tour is not a tour anymore. It's a big fucking festival you have to pay $290 for. Mm-hmm. And yes, we're connecting as humans. We're all getting together and we're playing show or we're watching shows be played and stuff be performed, but at like what cost of the integrity of what we thought was special, of what we thought was cool.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's pretty telling. The more people that get behind an idea, the kind of less like severity of integrity it has.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
mm-hmm.
I mean? Like when you have like a small show of like 12, 13, 14 people, and they're watching like a band play for the first time, and then they're like being captivated by like, oh, I've never seen anything like this. That's definitely way more special than yeah. Bring Me the Horizon playing their 40th show for 50,000 people.
Right, right.
In my opinion, it is, because guess what? You're cereal now. Mm-hmm. As an audience, you guys are cereal. You're Fruity Pebbles. You guys literally are mass-produced fans.
Yeah.
Like you are manipulated by a system that's making music that knows it's going to sell.
Yeah.
And knows you're going to like it and knows it's going to sell tickets and knows that it's motivated by finances and mm-hmm. money and not because of the artistic integrity of what's being done. People like Ronnie Radke, they take advantage of that and they look people like us as music listeners or music fans in the face and act like they're not using us like tools.
Yeah.
Fuck right the fuck.
Yeah. Fuck off. You, Ronnie. You bitch. Going back to cool currency, the good thing is I'm pretty cool because my dad told me growing up.
Hey, you're always going to be pretty cool?
He said that I'm so cool that I'm coolo. That's what he's always told me.
You're coolo.
Yeah, so I mean, that's pretty cool, right?
What's the translation of coolo for Mick?
It means ass in Spanish or like slang Spanish.
I'll tell you this right now. In our modern age, ass is pretty cool.
It is pretty cool these days. Guy or girl, it doesn't even matter. Have you noticed that?
As long as it's the right shape, it's yeah, all that matters.
That's all that matters. Oh, shit. What are we bringing up here?
Yeah, what do we got?
Oh, the fucking sign, the sign. Oh, it's not centered. Why is it like that?
Oh, fucking, shit. That's my boy.
Fucking Tony, dude. Tony's got, there's a girl now. And she does the videos too now.
Oh no.
Yeah, it's pretty hilarious.
Oh shit.
It's good.
Oh shit.
Oh shit. We can't hear nothing.
Order now.
Yeah, start that shit over.
LC sign.
Hell yeah. I don't know about you, but less than 9 inches is not enough for me. I need 9 inches.
If you're starting a business, 1 centimeter is actually enough. Never miss our slim light box. Usually we call it a more affordable LCD TV. The poster is
they're fucking geniuses, dude.
The frame is made of aluminum. Put it in your store and upgrade your promotion effect. Link in bio to order now and follow LC Shine.
Dude, some of his get out of hand, dude. I'm like, bro.
If you're good at the two things, like any craft or art and then social media, then you're successful these days.
What did it say? Turning my boyfriend or what? Into a girl?
Anyways, check out this new light-up sign. It has gray things that look anyway. Like stone. Really clean and stylish.
That's
the
funny
light
as shit.
Shines from the back, soft and easy on the eyes. And the whole vibe feels just
bro, I'm
right.
Telling you, we're getting the sign.
One small idea like this
right
can
here.
Make your
right here is going to be a fucking sign
we're
from
get
LCS.
One of his sides. Yeah, hell yeah.
I don't care how much it costs. We're going to make it happen. Anthony's in for this one.
Oh my God, it came out.
Anyways, our custom illuminate layers.
See, but this, I was talking to you about this earlier about how fucking half of those things, like the preview of the reel,
durable, energy efficient.
The preview of the reel has nothing to do with the content of the video.
Yeah.
So it just shows like a half naked chick's butt or something. And then it'll just fucking, it'll show somebody like getting decapitated, like an AI video of someone getting decapitated and then fucking
go
into like
to some advertisement
or something.
Dude, he had
it's
one
crazy.
He has some of them where it's like, what's it called? It'll be like a tranny chick or some dude, whatever. And he'll be like, yeah, whatever, fool. So then he goes into his whole sales pitch. I'm like, damn, this fool don't give a fuck, dude. That's why he's the best.
You know, well, that's the thing, dude, is like people think that you have to be able to market to 100% of the people that are out there. No, the demographics are large enough that you could get 100,000 people that are in that opinion bubble that will support the
like
video.
Us.
Yeah.
Like us, now that we watch his video, like we want his sign. I don't want to go somewhere else. I want to go to, it's probably not even his. He's just a like social media guy probably for them. He probably doesn't
think it's
even,
his company?
It might not be. Who knows?
I mean, I
know is when I emailed them about it, it was Tony at LCS sign company or something like that.
Oh yeah, people manage
but
accounts.
Who knows?
Though, yeah. People manage
because
accounts.
I actually emailed them to get a quote on a sign for us for the podcast. And it's like hey,
anyway.
I'm like, wait, but I'm trying to buy one. Yeah. So what I was saying, I'm like, man, I can't even get a sign, dude. But no, that's just funny. Mick, pull up our messenger, dude. I put a video in there.
I just want
your guys' opinion, dude.
Ew, disgusting ads. Yuck, yuck.
Printful! If you want to make super high quality merchandise, t-shirts and stuff like that, go to printful.com.
Your band needs merch, you know where to get it, huh? Printful.com.
All right, you're leaning super Italian now. It's like,
hundreds of different items, mugs, hats, shirts, sweaters, hoodies, anything you want, you could put your logo on, band designs, you could throw it on pretty much everything. Do stickers, buttons, patches, all of it. You can get it printed and shipped, and you don't have to leave your house or buy any shipping materials.
Easiest way that you could make merchandise or things that you could share with your fan base.
Get all your merch for your band. You can sell it online, and guess what? They do the printing and they do the shipping for you, so you don't have to do shit else.
You literally just have to do the sharing with people, and then they do all the rest of the work for you.
Yes, easy money. You design the stuff, you share it, and Printful takes care of the rest. Also, you can put Printful with Shopify or something like that and work them together.
Now, Johnny, tell the people how to spell that again.
Printful.com/a/dunce. PRINTIFUL.com/a/dunce.
Pretty good.
Pretty
I'm
good.
Fucking proud of you on that Woo! One.
I thought I wasn't going to get it.
That's printful.com/a/dunce.
Dunce.
We're going to go on a little IG rabbit hole.
IG rabbit hole time. Oh, is that? Oh, no, no, no. No. Bleep all of this.
Wait, why?
Blur
We're
it all out.
We haven't started yet.
Blur it all out and bleep it. Fuck. Let me see. I'm going to sway us back into an intellectual conversation here.
No, give me a second. We got to have some fun too. Bro, I've been like watching, I've been just seeing so much like stupid videos. I'm like, I need to.
That's so fucked up.
You don't believe this kid's lyrics, dude?
I don't believe them? Is that what you're asking me? Yeah. If I believe his lyrics?
Yeah. Listen to him. He's speaking about some real shit, dude. Is he not? Tell me he's not.
I don't know. I'm just saying I don't take advice from anybody who has that haircut.
What's wrong with his haircut?
You're right, Johnny. That's a totally normal, fine, okay haircut to have.
But the thing is, it's like these kids that are like rappers and shit, right? They just
learn- No, honestly, I every time I see this, I have the same exact fucking response.
Same.
I've been saying it for years. Rap takes practically zero talent to do.
Yeah.
And the fact that we're seeing children do it is just reinforcing my idea like, guess what? We've been praising adults for doing something that basically retarded children can do.
And this is the thing. Like, it's funny because most of these kids have these type of lyrics. They're talking about money and fucking drugs. And so I'm like, bro, you don't have any of that experience. What the fuck are you talking about?
Remember Lil Tay?
Yeah, I remember Lil Tay.
Oh, Lil Tay was the shit. To me, that is more purposeful than this because it gets us to the bullet point faster that, hey, isn't this fucking ridiculous? And guess what? Most people are too stupid to understand that it is ridiculous. Yeah. And they're like, nah, this is fucking cool as fuck. Nah, bitch, I got faux Lamborghinis and I got gold on my wrist. Bitch, I got diamonds all day, y'all. And my mama and your mama, they gonna fight in the street and my mama gonna kick your mama ass. And people are like, yeah, fuck yeah, Lil Tay. Anybody who's like about that is an idiot.
Yeah, I'm You're sick of dumb. These fucking little You're wiggers, dumb. Dude.
Dumb.
It's crazy. It's
Watch
actually
this.
Crazy.
Eminem sues Mark Zuckerberg Meta for really? Over $100 million in a major lawsuit for allegedly using 243 of his songs on reels and remixes without permission.
This is the first instance I've seen of people coming after music being used in reels in an actual
lawsuit
context.
That's crazy because they're... At first, when TikTok launched, it was no signed artists. It was all unsigned artists and shit. So that's why a lot of people like blew up off of that shit because it was like you had no choice. You could only use the music.
Whatever
that,
was there, yeah.
Yeah, it, like anything else.
And some of that shit popped.
Which was dope, which was cool. But now they fucking oversaturated with all the major artists.
Yeah, I'm tired of seeing the same okay four songs on every other video.
Yeah, but that's just because people want to hit the algorithm. But they started... Like making some artists are okay with it, some are not. Like you still can't put like Metallica on there. You still can't put Eminem on there. I don't think you play Beyonce songs on TikTok or anything. At least as far as like putting them in your reels, because you know you could just search the song. So not much artists are allowing you, or maybe the labels are not allowing you to search for their artist and use their music.
I think once I started seeing that, I was immediately irritated when I saw that.
It's pretty whack because not even
seeing it like in the scroll, clout. But when I was like, oh yeah, cool, like I could put music to this, I immediately it red flag in my head. I'm like, the content I need to be sharing on my band page has nothing to do with other people's content. Why am I even tempted to use other people's content?
True.
I have tons of songs on Spotify and stuff. I'll always release reels and things like that with my music. I'm not saying it's gonna hit off big or anything. But the idea that...
That's what you're using it for. It's promotional too.
Crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Why would I use fucking Beyonce
somebody else
songs?
To promote my
yeah.
shit?
Yeah.
That's crazy. That and crazy. Then and it's just so normal.
If you're an artist, that's crazy. But if you're or a music artist, but if you're like...
No, even
whatever.
If you're a content creator on Instagram, that's also crazy. In my opinion, I think that's also crazy. If you are a content creator, if the reason that people are coming to your reel or coming to your video is because the song and you're doing like a little lip sync thing, you have provided nothing but most of the time tits or ass. Like that's kind of what
that's
it is.
That's not nothing. I'm all for it.
It is nothing, man. It is nothing.
I don't know. I'm all for it, dude.
We're talking about currencies of
like- Do you
like
not like tits? Is that the problem?
Dude, trust me. I love it, but I know-
You're not like ass then.
I know the line between spending time on here, looking at it because it's like, ah, it's just what I want to see versus like what it's actually going to accomplish in my head. And that's the thing that most people don't understand is they think that they're satiating their horniness. They think they're satiating their ability to interact with people by having these parasocial relationships with these OnlyFans models and Instagram girls. And
that's the crazy part.
When in reality, it's really just creating new mental deficiencies for people. Mm-hmm. It really is.
Yeah, social media hasn't done anything good for us, I don't think.
None, man. I honestly am 100% of the mindset of like, if you were to get rid of it or if you were to monetize it in the sense of like, okay, if you want to create music or create content, you have to pay for it. I honestly agree with that. Even if we, the three of us, because we believe in this podcast, if they were to say, hey, YouTube, it was like, hey, it's going to be $100 a month. For you guys to actually put up, I think that would provide the proper filter for all the bullshit content that's out there.
Yeah.
I think it would provide all the fucking useless fucking losers that don't actually provide anything besides tits or ass or maybe something funny that should not be making more money than I'm making at my 8-hour job.
Right. That's true.
You know what I mean?
That's like, the bullshit part.
That's
about
the
it.
Bullshit part for sure.
Or what about the people that are doing using straight AI tools?
Oh,
to monetize.
I mean, we got into it a little bit last time about how talking about how like basically YouTube is cracking down on
AI. They start taking it out.
Yeah, like, good.
Full
fucking
AI content.
Good.
Yeah, that's a
fucking
good.
Fucking good. That's
because
a step
YouTube
in the right
is
direction.
Meant, YouTube is meant for like, for actual creators. You know what I mean? Like, and that's what it should be meant for. Like not people using AI. Like use AI to your advantage. Like I use AI. I use Opus Clip for our clips. But
I used AI to help me do my comic book.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I helped do the illustrations through AI. But
it's supposed to be a tool, not like do everything. Like, you know what I mean? Like I put the clip in Opus Clip, or put the like long form clip in Opus Clip, get a small segment, maybe a few small segments, and I take that and I put it back into Final Cut and I add a little bit more stuff to it and then I release it.
Now what is
it? It's just to make it faster for me.
Actually, I don't even want to ask you this. You don't even Mike, what is your opinion of all this stuff, these new research that's coming out basically saying that AI is working to the detriment of the development of adult brains and being able to problem solve, and basically the idea that it's providing shortcuts.
That's crazy.
So we're not developing the problem solving, neural pathways.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I mean, information is just literally something you just read out of a book, whether you know what I mean. So that's the way I see it. So I mean, even if I don't know something right now, I could learn it through an encyclopedia or any other research papers that are out there currently. If AI is creating prognoses from whatever the prompts are, and it's educating us through reading in the fashion of reading material, I'm cool with that. As far as knowledge goes. Because it's like,
yeah,
oh,
if we're
shit.
Able to retain it.
Yeah, if we're able to retain it. And you know what I mean? As far as it melting our brains and it being a dependent thing in our life, yes. It's a detriment to society for sure. You know, I don't like any of this shit.
It's funny. It's a kind of a curious position that we're in as our generation, like powerless to do anything besides basically kind of interact with the phones that we have. That's like the one power that we have to display. So we have the option to refrain from using the thing, to abstain from using AI or whatever, right? And then watch the rest of the people who don't have the power to do that or don't practice the power to do those things, just still continue to let it proliferate. So when it comes down to it, we are in a position where we're not able to really react realistically. That's in a way that's going to change the landscape in the future. So in reality, this is what's in play. And this is what's happening. So if we get better at adapting with it in the external sense, let's see, I pay for ChatGPT and I start using it in a way that I make sure that my brain is still developing and learning and not using it as a shortcut. Yeah, it could probably provide a benefit for us.
Yeah.
But in reality, no one's going to do that. No, everyone's going to use it as a shortcut. They're going to use it as a tool, like it was designed to make their lives easier. And that gets us closer to Wall-E world. You know what I mean? We don't have any proficiencies. We don't know how to fucking navigate the world. We don't know how to do things. We have no skills, and computers do everything for us.
And what's fucking funny about it, I mean, on a parallel thing for me, what I have a problem with is like, yeah, all this emerging technology is coming out right now. It's very hard to see where this shit's going to be in the next 5 years. It's probably going to be insane to where this conversation is going to definitely change within the next couple of years.
Yeah.
With that, they're still charging $250,000 to go to Harvard for all this shit, for all the shit that you can fucking learn on ChatGPT.
Oh no, and it's just like
at the end of the day, people that go to Harvard, they're still going to use ChatGPT.
They still are. Yeah.
It's retarded.
And that's what's happening too, is you have the contingent of people maybe that do have the integrity and they're like, you know what, I'm not going to use AI to do my papers.
Depends on the person, huh?
You know, it boils down to individual integrity. Mm-hmm. And then you get the people who are using AI and cheating in that way. I would call that cheating and classify it as cheating to make their lives easier. So what we're doing is we're prioritizing ease. We're prioritizing convenience over the actual gift of what it means to be intelligent, to have the information. Most people will take that shortcut.
Yeah.
Most people will just, I just want to have the paper that says I know how to do it. I don't even know how to do it. I don't need to know how to do it. I just want the paper. And that's missing the point, when in reality, things that really matter, being a doctor who can save lives, being a police officer who makes the right judgment calls, it requires a level of proficiency that we're no longer providing for each other. We're no longer providing for ourselves.
Well, knowledge is, for me, knowledge like that is different than wisdom. You know what I mean? So wisdom is just, you know, life experience, you know how to do stuff. There's an impulse of behavior behind it to where you know how to do things from A to B. I'm still.
You keep putting it on me and I'm just like.
Anyways.
No, I'm listening though. I get what you're saying.
Like the idea that, what was I fucking saying? Knowledge is different than wisdom. Wisdom is something kind of just kind of like instilled. It's steeped in you. You have very fundamental, there's a lot of fundamentals.
It's time tested.
You know exactly, without a doubt, it's going to work every time. There is, you know, you have your own hypothesis on how to make it work with your own personality. Your personality is able to make these goals achievable in your own work ethics. And that's important. When you have ChatGPTs and shit like that, it makes
you're not even, you're totally just jumping that system.
Exactly.
But what about
like mundane tasks though?
That I would say is like the purpose of robotics. The purpose, like, for example, if you were to tell me that my warehouse job, because I mean, I work in a warehouse and I operate machines and stuff. Mm-hmm. If you were to tell me that we're going to automate those machines, but now I need to learn how to maintenance those machines so that that automation process stays in act, I'll fucking learn that.
Yeah.
I'll learn how to do that. I will adapt. I think the idea that people, I think we kind of really kind of fucked ourselves with kind of being very anti-automation in basically practical work environments, like I said, warehouse, construction, things like that, where we can be really investing in robots doing the hardest work that we do and us learning how to take care of the robots to make sure those jobs get done. We completely just skipped over that. And we're like, no, we're going to do it for only like the IT style jobs.
Which
was basically literally the easiest jobs that we already have. We're going to make them easier for those people.
You're going to start seeing on Indeed, like open position, fucking prompter.
Yeah. Fucking crazy. That's crazy. It shows you, as you really just shows you the spectrum of archetypes of people willing on one side, really willing to do the hard work.
Mm-hmm.
I know people who work 60, 70 hours a week. I know fucking Mike, he works fucking nights. You know, we make that sacrifice. We put our bodies through that. We are able to understand that.
I know my job is so tough, guys.
There's a give and take. You could go fuck yourself. and then there's the other people and I would say you live on probably the middle of the spectrum. I would say there's a level of stress that you have to your job.
There is.
Mentally and everything.
I deal with people all day long.
Interaction. there's, so you have to deal with that. Mm-hmm. And then on the very other far end of the spectrum are the people who are like, they already have an easy IT job where they just kind of have to do this. And they're still trying to make it easier for themselves. Those people can go fucking fuck themselves and die. And I fucking hate those people.
And those people that are not even, those people that are not even creative, they're making like these Sino apps and shit.
Exactly,
like that.
Dude. Yeah, exactly.
They're like, I have no idea how to make this shit, but I know how to like algorithmically
navigate the people who do know how to make it. Sounds
professional enough to where it's like, oh, yeah.
I hate that.
You know, fucking mom, this mom and pop from Timbuktu can fucking make any fucking thing they want. It's gross.
And yeah, we're living in a culture where fake it till you make it, one. That whole that concept, mm-hmm. one. You know what I mean? Us, and I saw it the other day. Honestly,
hey, by the
funny.
Way, I'm still faking it.
Hey, bro, you're making it though. You're making it. No, but I saw a thing the other day where, it was just one of those dumb, stupid headlines, so I haven't really looked into it, but it did say that basically the average American no longer believes that working hard is how you're going to get good money. So to me, like, I want to look more into that, obviously, before I speak on it, you know, entirely. But I'm not surprised by that as a statistic.
Not at all.
Are you kidding me? I am evidence that, like, literally, like, I work hard, dude. I work probably on average like about 60 hours a week. And I do my own music and I take care of my house. I do everything myself. I'm a self-contained system. I take care of my fucking life and it's hard and I lose sleep and I'm inching towards my goals of releasing music and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very hard for me to make this stuff up, but I all do it as a self-contained system because I take pride in that.
Yeah, yeah.
And having that principle, sticking to that laurel has fucked me.
Yeah.
If I would have just let everybody else do it for me, I would be so much further in life. Yeah. I know that for a fact. I know, but I my self-sustenance has fucked me.
Yeah.
The idea that I want to self-sustain has fucked me.
Hmm. Well, that's I don't know why that worked so perfect. But I think that's my main thing with like AI shit that I use. Because it's basically, I do use ChatGPT a little bit and then Opus Clip. Those are the two AI things that I use that help me out in my life in certain things. Like, obviously, Opus Clip helps me with like making the clips and it like generates the fucking titles and shit. Because that would take me a long time on Final Cut. So it just like cuts down time, you know, because I don't have a lot of time, just like how you were saying. But ChatGPT, I ask it like business questions, like what is the average of this, like how does this work, like I'm kind of like, so instead of like trying to find the right book for it, I just ask that because it'll kind of give me like a generalization and then I can like kind of dig deeper into it.
Okay, so now doesn't that kind of require that knowledge requires a level of power or it speaks to a level of power, having that information, knowing that stuff speaks to a level of power. So being able to shortcut business, if I were to get ChatGPT right now and be like, how do I fucking figure out stock marketing? And I do it for a couple hours to really actually kind of put the grinding in for a couple of hours. I could probably yield pretty decent results.
Decent. Yeah. Yeah.
But that does not
prove, it's not everything, though.
That does not prove out as a beneficial thing. I think things like this should take that amount of time.
Yeah, yeah, something.
You know what I mean?
Obviously, you don't want to shortcut fucking becoming a doctor.
Right, right. And there's people who do, like, yeah, they're in school trying literally because they're just fucking.
I just need to get there. I need to get to the end losers. Point.
I need to make sure I my dad still pays for my college. Yeah. I need to pass this test. Yeah. I don't care if I have the information. I need to pass the test. And then guess what? They become the doctors that we all have to go see.
Yeah.
And they are incompetent and they don't know what they're doing. And that affects our system in other ways.
Yeah.
And that's the thing, dude, is like people don't want to do the hard work. And I will not say that I'm smart enough to be a doctor or a physician or a politician even. You know what I mean? I a lawyer. I don't like sitting down and reading books and paperwork of trying to fill my head with information. But do I acknowledge the idea that if I do that, that's what earns me the right to be able to speak on it? Mm-hmm. I acknowledge that.
Yeah, yeah. I respect that too.
And that's the hard part now is that if we're living in we were all raised, and most of us that are like kind of relevant on the social zeitgeist right now. We're all raised on this idea that Google has always been there. Mm-hmm. And if you wanted to know the name of fucking Reese Witherspoon's mom, You could probably Google it.
Yeah.
And it's not important. It's not important. It's not important information, but, and it's not information that you'll retain permanently or be effective, you know, with entirely, but it's something that you can access and know in an instant.
Mm-hmm.
And that's being mistaken for true knowledge, true wisdom.
Yep. I can respect that. That makes sense. That makes sense to me.
And this my final thought today would be that
the more you know.
No, yeah. I honestly, and it's funny, like, I don't want to fear monger with, you know, AI and stuff, but it is something that I am genuinely concerned about, and I'm genuinely like, and curious about how people are going to respond. It's so funny. Everyone has a conversation. It's like, oh, AI is the enemy. No, people, you guys are using it wrong. You guys are already diving in. Mm-hmm. You guys are just going in headlong, just ready to fucking dive without any sort of hindsight or any sort of worry about what the outcome might be. That's the part that's crazy. It's not AI's fault.
Yeah, they threw a big ass zebra thigh into a fucking cage of lions. Everyone's fucking going crazy.
Exactly, dude. The fucking thing is down to skeletons now. And then once we've ripped all the meat off of the bone and we know everything that we can from AI, guess what's left is this empty idea of what we used to be mm-hmm. versus what AI is going to become. You know what I mean? And that's the thing is we finally reached it.
That was fucking pretty quick.
The soundboard is hitting me today. But yeah, no, it's going to be an interesting, especially when now that you have this whole contingent of AI scientists and AI specialists that are coming out kind of like against it and uh-huh. saying like, yeah, we went in too fast. And most people
say that. Most like scientists and like robotics people, and like even Elon Musk says that. It's like we learned it, learned about it, and then just dove head first. Like, let's just use it for everything. It's like, instead of like learning more about it, Elon Musk talks a lot about that kind of shit. It's like, instead of like learning as much as we can, we're just like, yo, let's fucking just use it for everything. And it could be.
Well, that's something I get concerned with a specific, you know, archetype of person is like the type of person who just goes headlong into anything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very cautious in my life, man. Yeah. I'm a very cautious person. I'm cautious about fucking everything. Call me like afraid of life. Say that it's going to hold me back from being free, but I'll never fucking jump out of a plane. Honestly, I'm very, you know, against even just getting on a plane in general. I think humans they practice too much hubris, and we're all too arrogant in our ability. Like once you see you can do a thing, you think it's going to last like that forever.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the part that blows my mind. I have a weird like little tick in me, and I think it's part of my ADHD.
You hate the fact that people like when someone creates something, it's like it becomes a like an industry.
Yeah. Well, it's not even that I hate it. I could respect that, you know, a thing like the cell phone gets off the ground and airplanes can be relatively reliable, but I think it takes a level of hubris to invest your faith into technology to that degree. And I think that's how we go too fast. Mm-hmm. I think that's one of the things, I mean, plane crashes and stuff still exist, but still everybody gets on a plane every day. Cell phones explode, but still everyone has in their pocket. You know, we have nuclear fallout, but still we have nuclear, you know, waste facilities and things like that. And that's the thing is like, that's hubris by definition. As a species, man, we practice a level of hubris that to me is stunning. It's crazy how much like we just like take for granted. Yeah, it's like how we take for granted like, oh yeah, that's just how that operates. When in reality, you know, you get behind the wheel of a 3,000 pound death machine every day to go to work. And you don't even think about the fact that you could be dead in 10 minutes mm-hmm. because of just the speed that you're traveling at, because of the variation of the interaction of another car, any of those things. You know what I mean? Maybe call it paranoid. Call it paranoid. But I think it's hubris to like literally navigate this world with such like pride and arrogance that like, oh yeah, I'm going to make it A to B and nothing's getting in my way. You know, that's, I think, is a very weird way
like,
to operate.
It's like we're naive to a lot of the things in the world because they just exist and we just go with it. Like driving,
we take everything for granted. Yeah. We get in, like, we're going to, after the podcast, we're going to leave. We're going to go to our next destination. just with the faith that our car is going to take us there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the truth is, that's not a guarantee.
It's not a guarantee.
Not in any circumstance. Well,
it's not a guarantee, but it's like, I'm not going to walk to home.
No. That's us relying on the convenience. That's us relying on the convenience. But in truth, we, like I said, I think I do still define it as hubris, the idea that we kind of more or less don't even let it play in our heads that that's not 100% guaranteed.
Yeah. I don't think we all think that, because I don't think that every day when I'm driving home or driving show, I'm like, I look at everybody
because I don't trust any of these
motherfuckers around me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and that's the thing is, I think that we should err more on the side of caution than we do on the sort of the freedom of,
especially
do you ever drive with someone who just like they're a crazy driver,
way too nonchalant?
Yeah, they're just like dude, I hate that, dude. And it's like, I mean, God bless you, take your life in your hands as much as you want.
Yeah.
But to me, when I drive with someone who's like just a crazy, like you said, nonchalant driver,
I like that
itches me the way wrong way.
Yep.
Oh, you want to know something crazy? Unless you're in a semi truck, you don't know what's going on inside the truck, dude. I see so many drivers doing so much sketchy shit. I saw a guy eating a bowl of fucking cereal driving an 18-wheeler, dude.
Come on. Right? We have the little cup thing, the separated cup thing nowadays, right? Where it's like the cup and the milk and you could eat both of them. You've seen that, right?
Yeah, I've seen that. Yeah,
where you can
come on, be responsible. That being said, before that existed, I did have cereal behind the wheel before.
I saw a guy trying to hold the steering wheel with his knees while he was rolling. He had his like little
rolling a joint.
No. He was rolling a bugle because he had like the little pack. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
The tobacco.
Yeah.
He was packing it. Rolling it, he's like controlling the truck with his fucking knees. I'm like, dude, what are you doing?
Not in a semi, dude. Fuck no, that's crazy.
But people don't see it though.
Yeah, because it's too high.
He's doing it underneath like the edge where you can't see from a car.
All we see is just.
Yeah, we just see shoulder up, basically. We just see like upwards from the shoulder.
This guy's over here fucking doing shit. That's crazy.
Yeah.
No, that's I mean, I personally like I said, I'm a person who very much errs on the side of caution, and people will probably look back on my life and be like, yeah, he was a paranoid, crazy asshole, but I still value that more than just going out there freewheeling like a lot of people do with just whatever. Like when a new phone comes out, when a new thing, any new thing that comes out, I'm like, at arm's length, and everyone else just first. Diving in. I'm like, yeah, fucking you guys dive in. And when you get cancer from your vape or this or that, it's like, I'll be the one who's like, told you so, you know. But I don't know. That's my own paranoid perspective on shit.
I know there's another word for it. It's not paranoid, but there's like a word for that type of person. I know I've heard it before.
Extrastitious?
I get it. Like, you're not far off.
I'm not superstitious. Like, yeah. I'm not exactly stitious.
Yeah.
I'm just extra stitious.
I'm anti-stitious.
But there is something, because I've heard of that shit before. And I think it's just like just certain people think that type of way, which is not bad. Like I have a form of that because I think about that shit too. You know, like certain things that like, I'm like, I can't trust that fully because it's so new. You know what I mean? For sure, like the vaccines and shit.
Literally the instinct that everybody should be entertaining.
Yeah.
Is every time something new comes into their life, they should be approaching it with caution, not open arms.
Exactly.
So the people who I see do a thing and it's like their open arm embrace it.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're dumb. You're dumb for doing that. I'm not saying that the thing is a bad idea. I'm not saying that I won't eventually embrace it. I'm saying that you're the lemmings who are on the front lines that are being tested to whether this is a good idea. Mm-hmm. And I'm not going to be part of that contingent.
Especially a lot of shit nowadays is made, but not finished.
Yeah.
It's always like in a beta. It's like,
put it out.
All right, let's put it out. Let's
beta. Start.
It's all beta.
Beta is such a fucking good way to like, everything is in beta stage.
Everything, dude. Even video games nowadays, they release them and they're technically all in beta stage.
Yeah, you want to know something?
The first year has like 17,000 fucking updates.
Dude, you hit me on a fucking, that's another thing. That's a hot point for me. That bugs the shit out of me. Whether it's VSTs or fucking video games, We're the fucking audience. We're not here to do your fucking work for you. Yep, exactly. Do your job right. Exactly. Do your fucking job right.
Done.
Don't finish release it. Your shit. Like, find the fucking bugs yourself, you asshole. Yep. I'm not here to find the fucking bugs for you.
I bet you.
I'm here to play the game.
I bet you there's a lot less game testers these days.
I guarantee you.
And testers of products like VSTs and shit like that.
So fucking crazy how shitty that is. Like, the people who design it.
We're doing their job.
Honestly, God bless you for designing it. Do it right and then say you could release it. Don't do it half-assed.
Yeah.
Release it so you could get money. And then literally the people you took money from, they helped you make it better.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourself. That is such a fucking hack these days.
That is bullshit.
Dude, that is such a fucking hack.
I do have to say, I do like the bugs in Red Dead Redemption. They're fucking hilarious.
I'd rather take it with the bugs and then say like, oh yeah, we're not fixing bugs.
It's just part of it now.
Then us have to point out bugs and like, oh yeah, no, we're going to fix it.
So
that bugs me, dude.
So you think GTA, the new one, is going to be like the shit? Because they literally kept pushing it back.
I would argue, and maybe I'll be wrong about this, but I would argue that the reason it took so long is because they are holding themselves to that standard.
Yeah.
They're like,
we want to make
GTA
the greatest game ever.
GTA is the gold standard for simulation.
Yeah, it really is. Yep.
So them holding serious to that, and like you see in comments on Instagram and YouTube all the time, we got this before we got GTA 6. Shut up, you impatient fucks.
Yeah.
Their actual integrity, mm-hmm. They're actually practicing the idea of like, we're going to do this correctly.
It's going to be dope as shit right out the gate.
I fucking hate that. Either you can't have it both ways. Either you wait, you be patient,
yeah.
You fucking shut your mouth and wait for perfection,
yeah.
Or you end up paying them to make you do their job for them.
Yep. and then the game is supposed to release and it's supposed to be like $200 or something like that. At least that's what I've heard. It's supposed to be like...
Is it just going to be like you stream it on PS5 like,
it's gonna be
or
like,
whatever it is?
It's just because they have done so much to it.
I would pay $200 for a game like that.
Like, if this is going to be the only game like this, I'm going to pay $200 for it because I want to experience this shit.
I agree 100%.
they made their own version of Unreal Engine just for it.
Yeah, I agree.
It's going to be insane.
And that, to me, all the stuff that I hear about it always just reinforces the idea that they're trying to do it correctly.
They're doing it. They're literally trying. I think they don't say it. At least
they have a standard.
But yeah. But I think they're really trying to make the best game like ever made. Like, I really think that's because... It's going to be so in depth, like just the different things that you
possible.
Can do.
Honestly, I've heard this like joked about, but it's honestly very, very real. You guys have heard about the singularity, right?
Yeah.
You guys know what the singularity is?
Yeah, yeah.
It's quite possibly that GTA 6 is the singularity.
That's crazy.
The first time we simulate life the first time, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like,
crazy. It's the first step in that direction with including AI and all this stuff. That all... coming to a head together at one time.
That's nuts.
It's pretty crazy. Well, we might be on the cusp of that happening.
Because there's a lot of rumors with the game. Like, supposedly you can go play pickup basketball. And then when you go and play pickup basketball, it turns into 2K. Like NBA 2K.
You play the game 2K.
And you're just basically playing.
You go on a career, you know what I'm saying?
You can basically just straight up play basketball like if you're playing 2K.
Yeah.
Like pickup basketball, like fucking play 2-on-2.
And then let's say it's the same as like, you know, like if you, you know, get good at like driving races, like it'd be the racing game.
You could
game.
Have a racing game yeah. in that. It's like everything's built in within the game. Like that's why
awesome.
It's going to be insane.
That's gonna be sick, dude. You know what that is?
Yeah.
That's the Matrix.
Yeah, Matrix.
See, why can't they make games closer like this?
Oh, dude, I love this.
Oh, I can see that.
So that's the new Super Nintendo Entertainment System.
Yo.
What about it?
They say it has 16-bit technology, whatever
16.
That means.
Whatever that.
R.I.P. Kmart.
It has 3D graphics and digital stereo.
Dude.
She says 16-bit.
The Kmart Cafe, Little Caesars, and Icy.
Okay. Oh, man.
Okay, we'll get it for them.
Yeah!
Look at that Kmart.
Now that's a fucking advertisement. That's a fucking advertisement. Yes. We all learned how to do that from that commercial. Yes.
Yeah, for real, huh? That's actually hilarious.
Is that our countdowner right there?
Yep.
No way. How long have we been live? You're fucking live.
Hour 20 minutes.
Fuck yeah, that's it. That's the wrap, dude. We did it.
All right, guys, see you later.
This has been the Still Podcast. I'll start with the plugs and everything. Follow Which the Band, that's two V's, ITCHTHEBAND. Follow that. Follow, I have a new project coming out called The Computer Cheats. Follow that. It's
what?
Coming out soon.
What is that?
It's all computer, electronic stuff.
Computer what?
The Computer Cheats.
Cheats? The Computer Cheats.
Yeah, like the computer like cheats. It. Like when I you're playing it. Video games, the computer fucking cheats.
They do cheat, dude.
Yeah, the computer cheats. Dude. So that's another little electronic project that I have. We did some Cherry Coyote work today. I know it's slow going, guys, but I promise you, we have stuff in store. It's coming. Sick. It's
I
coming.
I heard some today. I absolutely loved it.
And then my other hardcore project, Zaida, we're going to be playing some shows in a couple months. So thank you for that.
Okay.
And Dead Widow is writing. We're not really active right now, but we're writing. So follow that. Johnny, you take it.
Okay. What up? This is Johnny, aka Johnny Savage. I appreciate you guys watching the show. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Hit that notification button, all that good stuff. Really appreciate you. Who the ones that are listening and that do get this far in the podcast, hey, we really appreciate you.
We love you. Love
really ya. Appreciate you.
You're our hardcore love fans.
Yes. Yes.
Love, love, love.
Was that a drop?
Just check out my pages on all social media. It's Johnny Savage, JONNYSAVAG, without the E and without the H in Johnny. Just check out those. Check out my band DNG Heavy on IG. I don't think we have any shows coming up right now. We're pretty much just, we got new music that's already finished. We're going to be doing a lot of more new music and then setting up shows for the end of summer. So make sure you check that out. Check out the Dunce. We got some new music coming out. Also some metal music coming from the Dunce. It's going to be sick as fuck. It's going to be an EP of that. And then we got another single coming out and another EP. All we got basically three things coming like yeah. back to back to back. To
yeah,
back.
This stuff takes time, guys.
Yeah, yeah, but it's fun. And I think that is pretty much it. Mick, give it to them.
Yeah, hey, what's up, guys? Yeah, Mixer Dom is here. You can go ahead and find me on Instagram, on TikTok, and all that shit at No Mix Given. You can also find me on both platforms as well at Cherry Cody. Like Anthony was saying, we're working on new stuff. It's almost we're seeing the finish line. We can see the on the horizon the finish line.
The line is at the end of the tunnel.
Exactly. So we're working diligently on that. And
hell yeah.
He done like Johnny was saying. Yeah. He done. Go ahead and add us on all platforms. YouTube. Make sure you hit that like and subscribe button, guys. Make sure to go ahead and hit pound that for us. We appreciate you guys making it this far in the podcast. And yeah, thanks again. Go. Who wants to close it out?
We love you guys. Thank you so much for watching. This is the Stool Podcast. Make sure to like, follow, subscribe, leave us negative comments that we will respond to. That's been fun so far. So yeah, that's it. We'll see you guys next time and have a great week.